Phone's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM. And K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Doug McVeigh.
And I'm Nicole Weinstock. Coming up tomorrow on KBOO. At 7, it's Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning journalists Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, Paul Roland hosts Wednesday Talk Radio, news and commentary on local, national, and international issues. At 9, on Political Perspectives, we will hear a talk by Angela Davis, author, educator, and activist. Her work has emphasized the importance of building communities of struggle for economic, racial, and gender justice. This talk was recorded at PSU in January 2015. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, local news with Chris Andre. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11, hear The Bike Show with news and views of cycling in Portland and beyond. At 11:30, we will hear Walking in Two Worlds from Making Contact. Making Contact takes us to Alaska's Tungus Forest, where the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act turned tribes into corporations and sparked a lengthy logging frenzy. In this radio adaptation of the documentary film Walking in Two Worlds, we meet a Tlingit brother and sister who are trying to heal both the forest and their native communities. Thank you to KBOO members for supporting KBOO. If you are not a member, you can become one. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate today.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we have an in-depth report on the California oil spill. Good night, Nicole.
Good night, Doug.
KBOO News In-Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
Pipeline ruptured off the coast of California near Santa Barbara, contaminating over 9 miles of coastline and spreading across an unknown area of the Pacific Ocean. The company responsible for the spill, Plains All American Pipeline, did not report that the pipeline had ruptured until after beachgoers reported seeing and smelling oil on the beach. A company spokesperson estimated that over 100,000 gallons were released before the supply was cut to that section of pipe. The site of the current oil spill is near a 1969 spill, in which over 3 million gallons of oil were spilled. That was the worst environmental disaster up to that point. Since then, the Exxon Valdez spill and the Deepwater Horizon spill both surpassed the amount and severity of that 1969 Santa Barbara spill. It's taken several decades for the coastline along Santa Barbara to recover, and the otter population is just now reaching pre-1967 levels again.
Of tar, and yeah, it just seems like we're trying to hide the fact that there's been true devastation to a very delicate ecosystem here in the channel. It seems like there's a very rosy picture being painted here, but from folks that I know who have been out exploring and diving off the shore, actually, they're seeing huge balls of tar attaching to the underwater kelp forest, which is very disturbing, considering the fact that those delicate ecosystems take years and years to restore themselves. I am personally very concerned and worried that these offshore rigs that have been found to be acidizing and fracking without proper permits feed into the same pipeline networks. So I'm very eager to find out what kind of chemicals they find. And even aside from the fracking issue, these heavy, dirty forms of oil often need to be diluted with solvents in order to flow through these pipes, causing the pipes to corrode.
Native American groups have also been present at the site of the spill, assisting with cleanup efforts. One spoke with reporters from the Los Angeles Times.
Gator, we need your help today. We need to understand what we're doing to our mother. Bless these men, all these men here that are cleaning today and these women. Bless all these people that are helping these creatures and these plants and these animals.
My name is Piyoko. I'm a Chumash, Southern Owl Clan. And we're here to help clean up the beach and monitor what they're doing to try to help in whatever way we can. And this is a traditional ancestral homeland. This is a village site of ours all along these coastlines. This is where my family has come from. This is where I used to play on this beach as a kid. I used to surf here. And now, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen to this place. We're cleaning it up as best we can, so we're trying to make things as best we can. It was the Willow Song, because I'm praying for flexibility. I'm praying for the strength of the willow, because it can bend to the ground in the highest of winds and never break. So the willow is very flexible. It's a water wood. So I was calling on the ancestors of the trees, of the willow, to try to help us today.
The company responsible for the oil spill, Plains All American Pipeline, originally estimated that around 20,000 gallons of oil had been spilled, but since increased that to 105,000 gallons. California's two U.S. senators have criticized the company responsible for the spill. In a letter last Thursday to the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein questioned whether Plains All American Pipeline acted quickly enough in detecting and reporting the May 19th spill from its oil line near Refugio State Beach. According to a report on Truthout, Plains All American Pipeline is a company led mainly by former employees of the Koch brothers firm Flint Resources. The group Biological Diversity reports that Plains All American, based in Texas, has had 175 devastating oil spills nationwide since 2006, including 11 in California. The U.S. Justice Department confirmed Plains All American has had 10 serious crude oil spills in four states, including Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Kansas. In 2010, the company reached a settlement with the Environmental Protection Agency for over $3 million for violating the Clean Water Act. The company also agreed to spend $41 million to upgrade more than 10,000 miles of crude oil pipelines. The Truthout report found that between June 2004 and September 2007, more than 273,000 gallons of crude oil were discharged from various pipelines owned by Plains All American, according to the EPA. Some of that oil ended up in rivers, lakes, and oceans. In January 2015, a coalition of environmental groups sued Plains All American Pipeline over an oil-by-train terminal near Taft. The current oil spill near Santa Barbara resulted from a break in a pipeline that was transporting oil for ExxonMobil. A lawsuit was filed on Monday against Plains All American by a Santa Barbara fisherman. Lawyers for Steve Cheverez said in a complaint filed Monday in federal court that the oil spill has damaged the livelihood of fishermen and other businesses along the Santa Barbara County coast. Meanwhile, in the city of Santa Barbara, local residents organized a rally on Sunday calling for a transformation of the fossil fuel economy to an alternative energy-based system. Elizabeth Davidson was one of the organizers.
The Stand in the Sand organization formed as a result of the 2010 Gulf oil spill to stand in solidarity with our friends on the East Coast. And now, in light of the oil spill that happened on our own coast, we rally together to promote a clean energy future. We had various calls to action. We wanted to contribute and commit to the restoration of impacted communities with our hearts, hands, minds, and financial resources. But we also wanted to engage the communities in proactive, positive, and public-facing events in response to oil spills. So we wanted to gear everything into a positive light and work towards these clean energy futures, letting people realize that they can be the difference in not using inefficient fossil fuels to fuel all of our daily lives, and instead working towards solar energy, you know, wind energy, and showing just the strong emotions that people feel towards a togetherness in all of this shared belief. Refugio's a little bit north from the area that we walked to, but we marched down State Street, which is a highly populated area in Santa Barbara. Some reports have released that the oil's made it as far down south as Ventura, maybe even farther. So all the waters have been affected in the Santa Barbara area. And so it was in our backyard that this was happening, and that's why there was such an emotional response to all of this. The Community Environmental Council is involved, Environmental Defense Center, Sierra Club, both nationally and locally. We just, nonprofits from all over, but especially locally, just working towards donating to our cause and also promoting clean energy futures, all of this. Fighting the oil companies hasn't really had success in the past. There's not much we can do resting on the negative and trying to, boycott them, which we should be doing. But we could also raise efforts in trying to fix these spills and damages and work towards not having them happen again. We have a strong promotion of solar power. That's one of the simplest that we could encourage for people. But riding bikes, clean energy, getting from place to place without using so many fossil fuels, wind energy, just very mainly solar, because it's something that Santa Barbara is truly invested in, and it's something that is completely doable for all communities. So we have a GoFundMe page. It's gofundme.com/sandinthesand. And we are trying to raise money for wildlife preservation nonprofits that are working to get animals out of the water and safe. We use $3,000 of the money to go towards the rally and all those expenses. But everything that we make over that is going towards nonprofit partners that are working in these efforts for the oil spill.
President Obama recently approved drilling in the Arctic, despite estimates from environmental groups who have studied past oil spills that there's at least a 75% chance of an oil spill of greater than 1,000 gallons in the fragile ecosystem of the Arctic. Activists in Seattle recently rallied with hundreds of kayaks to try to block the oil drilling equipment being brought into their port by the Shell Oil Company to begin drilling in the Arctic. The environmentalists in Seattle say they're determined to keep the pressure on to stop the oil drilling in a fragile ecosystem like the Arctic and demand an alternative energy infrastructure instead. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.
Yeah, absolutely. Hemp History Week this year.
Tune into KBOO on Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 a.m. to hear Angela Davis with Living the Legacy, The Meaning of Freedom, recorded in January 2015 at Portland State University.
In the 1960s and the 70s, we thought revolution was around the corner. We thought the revolution should have already been there, but it was definitely coming in a couple of years. And this was world revolution, not just in the U.S., but world revolution. I don't think we won the revolution we thought we were fighting for, but we did bring about a lot of changes, changes without which we would not be gathered here this evening.
Again, that's Angela Davis, Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 a.m., here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Angela.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Arresting Power, chronicling police violence in Portland. Arresting Power was screened at the Clinton Street Theater on Friday, June 5th at 7 p.m., Saturday, June 6th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, June 7th at 3 o'clock p.m. Arresting Power provides memorial and testimony from some victims of police violence and analysis of the role of the police in the United States. On Sunday, June 7th at 4:30 p.m., there will be a panel discussion entitled Building Resistance, which will explore the diversity of tactics and ideologies in the fight against police brutality and social control. Again, that's Arresting Power at June 5th and 6th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, June 7th at 3 p.m., followed by discussion at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the home page under Community Events.
If you're interested in creating queer programming, come to KBOO on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. for an information session. You'll learn about how to start a show, the trainings involved, and the obligations for being a KBOO volunteer, and more. Again, that's an information session for queer programming on Wednesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. at KBOO, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon. More information can be found at kboo.fm/outloud.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair-accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212.